Thank you, choir. Tonight, as we gather in this place, I look around the room, as I did in previous services, and looking for those who are kids, children, by virtue of age. And tonight, at this service, I don't see too many. They're already tucked away. But I wonder if there aren't children by virtue of attitude tonight. I hope that there are. And maybe more importantly, those of us who've gathered tonight with a childlike faith, a willingness to believe a message, to hear a story that speaks to the depths of our hearts and soul tonight. I have the privilege of standing here tonight to proclaim that this night is the best night ever. Think about it. It's better than the night before the last day of school. It's better than the Super Bowl. Tonight, this Christmas Eve, is the best night ever. We've gathered in this place with our Christmas preparations all finished, right? If they're not, it's okay. Christmas will come anyway. The candles we have already lit this evening remind us that our church has been preparing for 4 Sundays for this night. And tonight, the waiting is over. All the things that we've been anticipating to celebrate, to sing, to pray, to fellowship together, to be reminded that God has come into our midst, all that anticipation has come to this moment as being fulfilled in our time together. This is the best night ever. Some may wonder, is this the best night ever because of the gifts that we receive? You know, I can remember as a child, I don't know if it was because the tree we had was small or the house we lived in was small, but it seemed like we had presents that filled the house. Maybe you remember some of the gifts that you received as a child or gifts that you've received over the years that have been very important to you. One of my favorite stories of Christmas is the time when I was 7 years old and my sister, who was a few years older than me, had convinced me to wrap a box with her, a gift, she said, for our parents. I thought it was odd that she had cut windows in each of the 4 sides of the box and wrapped the lid separately. And on Christmas morning when I came out, there was that box front and center in front of the tree. And as I knelt down to look at it, a puppy stuck its head out. Aww. The gift was not for my parents at all. It was for me. Probably the most special memory of the gifts that I've received over the years. I have no doubt that you have your own memories of gifts that were given to you that made Christmas Eve, the best night ever. But over the years, I've come to discover that even if there were no gifts under the tree at all, Christmas would still come and it would be okay. Maybe it's not the gifts that make this the best night ever. Maybe it's the people that we get to spend it with. Maybe the best night ever is because of those that gather around us, our family and our friends. People will travel great distances on this weekend to be with one another. Tomorrow you all will probably gather with your own circle of family and friends and be an opportunity to make memories. I have a memory that I'd like to share with you. It was 25 years ago, this very night, almost this very moment, we had concluded a Christmas Eve service at my home church, and people were beginning to exit the building, and my girlfriend at the time, her name was Amy. We were putting our coats on, and I said, Amy, could you go back into the sanctuary with me? And I had her sit on the front pew, and then I knelt down in front of her and opened up a box with a ring in it and asked her to marry me. She said yes. Maybe it's the best night ever because of the people we get to spend it with. But I know that for many of us, there are people that we would love to spend this night with that we can't, because we're separated by distance or time or eternity. Maybe it's not the gifts. And dare I say, not even the people that make this the best night ever. Maybe this is the best night ever because the gift that we celebrate is a person, Jesus Christ. Maybe this is the best night ever because we celebrate the gift that God has given to the world, the gift that God has given to each of us, His very Son. There's a theological word that we like to talk about this time of year, every year. It's the word incarnation. It means to put on flesh. And the story that we tell, the truth that we remember, is that God has put on flesh and dwelt among us. The Bible tells us that Jesus was given a specific name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. The story that we remember tonight is that in Jesus Christ, God has come amongst us. That God has become one of us. And that God is with us. It is no coincidence that we celebrate Christmas in the darkest time of our calendar year. Just a few days ago was the winter solstice. And we all know what it's like to get up and it's dark. You come home from work and it's dark. And all day long in central Ohio this time of year, there's a gray haze of cloudiness that surrounds us. It's no coincidence that we celebrate the light of the world coming to us in the midst of our darkness during the darkest time of our year. Isaiah the prophet, the passage we read earlier, said, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." I hope tonight that in our literal darkness, as well as our figurative light darkness, that we see the light of Christ shining into our lives. The angels who appeared to the shepherds as they were watching their flocks by night came and pronounced this message: "We bring to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord." It's that good news that we celebrate tonight, that message that God has come to us. One of my favorite verses, one that you probably have memorized from your youth, is John 3:16. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life." I've always been intrigued by that verse, that it simply tells us that God loves and God gives. God so loved us that He gave His Son Jesus. And I've simply come by tonight to tell you that's why this is the best night ever. It should not be lost on any of us that the image of Christmas is that a baby has been born. That baby is a symbol of new life. And the new life that God offers us is life that is eternal and abundant. We find that new life by placing our faith in His Son Jesus. When Amy and I were raising our three children, we taught them some very basic words. Words that I think are lost in our world today. Words that perhaps need to be remembered and relearned of how to use them. And words that I'd like to teach you tonight as a way of praying to God. The words are simply these things. sorry. Thank you. And please. And if you'd be willing this evening to pray in your own way, as we use those words in a prayer to God, I'd like to lead you in a time in which we ask God to visit us and allow Christ to come into our hearts anew. Let's pray. Oh God, on this Christmas Eve, we are sorry for our sins. Sorry for the mistakes that we've made and sorry for the times that we have ignored your will for our lives. We're sorry, Lord. Thank you that you have freely offered to forgive because of the life, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Thank you that you so love the world that you gave your only Son. And thank you that you've made salvation possible to any and all who would simply believe. Thank you. Please come into our hearts tonight. Please remind us of the love that you have for us, and please enable us to love one another as you have loved us. Please send your Holy Spirit to renew us this evening as we celebrate the best night ever. Please. All these things we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.